This is Ted Kennedy. Working parents deserve more help than Republicans are willing to provide on child care. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, I know you right-wing Rip Van Winkles still think a woman's place is in the home and that child care centers are some kind of communist baby farms. Wake up, Al. It's the 1980s. More than half of all preschool children have mothers in the workforce. As barriers of sex discrimination continue to fall, more and more women are working full-time because they want to work or have to work. For 24 million working parents, child care is two things, a necessity and a nightmare. No parent should have to go to work, worrying whether their child is safe. Now a Democratic Family Initiative is moving through the Congress to provide safe and affordable child care. It's called the ABC Bill, and you'll be hearing much more about it in the weeks ahead. If you care about working parents, Al, learn your ABCs, and don't just say no to child care.
Ted, when I was a kid, ABC stood for bubblegum. We said it had already been chewed. There sure were some better choices then, my friend, and there are now. Quality child care is certainly a priority. For me, you, and our fine president, his proposal is a much better choice, and I'm pleased to be a co-sponsor. It pays out money for child care services to low-income families, but allows them the flexibility to make their own choices. The administration plan gives low-income families a generous tax credit for each child under age 4, but it doesn't penalize parents who want to stay at home with their children. Some very fine child care providers that now exist won't see a penny of the $2.5 billion you want to ladle out. And the regulatory requirements of this government-mandated plan will run others right out of business. If licensing grandmothers is really your bag in the 1980s, Ted, then wake me up when it's all over. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.